JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, a new homework center opens at Irwin High School in St. James. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Like you, we believe in the growth of our country, a Jamaica where we can live, play, and do business. The Special Economic Zone Authority is an agency charged with growing our economy through special economic zones. Our incentives allow businesses to grow and prosper. We're your friendly regulators, working to build Jamaica's business brand. We're process-driven, performance-based, and results-oriented. To find out more, visit us at jseza.com or call 876-619-7392. Growing our economy is everyone's business.
The Ministry of Education, through its partnership with the USAID, recently opened Jamaica's first school-based homework center at Irwin High School in St. James. The center, which was built under the Partnership for Improved Safety and Security in Schools initiative, will provide homework assistance to the over 1,200 students at the institution. Education Ministry Director for Region 4, Dr. Michelle Pinnock, thanked the USAID for its support, noting that there are plans for the establishment of several other facilities.
The ministry takes this opportunity to express publicly our appreciation to USAID for once again coming to our rescue, focusing this time on establishing 12 school-based homework centers.
Another issue to be solved with the establishment of the center is the engagement of students in productive activities outside of school hours. Irwin High PTA President Courtney Shaw pledged the support of the association in making the new center a success.
The mission of the Homework Center is to enhance the academic and psychosocial development of students by ensuring a safe and secure space to work and a medium for other youths to assist their peers in those development areas. We just want to place on record that the PTA body is in support of the Homework Center. And you can call on us at any time, any hour, to ensure that this homework center is a success.
Irwin High School opened its doors in September 2004 at Irwin Hill, approximately 8 miles from the Montego Bay Town Center. Goal 4, Outcome 4 of Vision 2030 is aimed at disaster risk reduction and adaptation to climate change. Learn more by visiting vision2030.gov.jm or log on to Facebook and like the Vision 2030 Jamaica page. You may also call the Planning Institute of Jamaica at 876-960-9339.
The vision has started already.
All criminal matters except for some matters under the Dangerous Drugs Act or petty session matters entitle an accused to legal aid. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
Wamsa, you have more work than you can deal with.
Listen, man, I need to double the size of the shop, but the bank say I don't have enough collateral to borrow what I need.
You ask them about the Development Bank of Jamaica's partial loan guarantee?
What?
Conditions apply, but DBJ will guarantee part of your loan up to 80% for small business like your own. You never know that.
Must ask for what again?
The DBJ's partial loan guarantee.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get
there. On our community notice board, the Ministry of Health, in partnership with Running Events Jamaica, will stage the inaugural Jamaica Moves Welcome to Kingston 5K Road Race, set for Sunday, July 8, in downtown Kingston, beginning at 6 a.m. with warm-up sessions at 5:30. Register online at runningeventsja.com. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.